855-855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. We are live, and you are listening to Mark,
Bradley,
and Allie.
855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But Free Talk Live is about your phone calls. So let's go to Kyle in California. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to call and kind of give Mark a hard time about, well, I got two things. I want to talk about, I know you had a good discussion on your Edgington post not too long ago about voting. So I want to talk about that, too. But first, I want to talk about Roger Pion and how
okay.
you were kind of trying to say he was responsible for the damage done by the state to the people for the money's loss that's going to be required to pay for these cruisers.
And by the state to the people. Okay.
What's that?
By the state to the people. I'm repeating what you said.
Okay.
No, so he took a tractor and drove it over 9 cars, right?
But it's not his fault that the state is aggressing against the people. That's just how it is. I mean, you can't. That's slave on slave blamership, I guess I would call it.
The way I see it is Pion had lots of options on how he dealt with the aggressions from the state, and what happened to him is he's arrested for marijuana, and I find that to be an aggression. I think that Pion owns his body and should be able to combust any plant material he wishes and then inhale the smoke thereof, banana peels, marijuana plants, or tomatoes, whatever he wants to do. And I would agree with you in that way. But he's responsible for his actions. Once he's aggressed upon, does not turn it into a situation where he becomes a hurricane or a force of nature. He's still responsible for his actions afterwards.
No, I understand that. But, again, you kept going back to the point that the state was going to hold this taxpayer accountable. Well, the state's going to hold the taxpayer accountable for whatever they feel like doing. And so the fact that he destroyed these vehicles of essentially aggression and did what he could to disarm the state. I don't, you know, I'm kind of torn on, you know, the whole property destruction thing. But this, again, I've heard several points made that kind of turned me on this. Like, well, you know, maybe this is would be the only type of legitimate use of force against the state I could almost agree with. Because, again, it's like he took the gun and dismantled it.
Yeah, it's I get where you're coming from. I mean, I have a certain level of there's a little bit of me that's cheering in the inside to see the destroyed police cars and that kind of thing. But I just don't think I think it's a bad solution, and I don't want to cheer for bad solutions. Secondarily, if you, I, and Richard Pion owned a car together, and, so it was his car in the sense that we all owned it together, and then he decides to run a tractor over it, then he's violated the contract that you, I, and he had regarding the car, because we probably bought that car to use.
There's contract. It's a fallacy in the fact that they don't ask you if you want to get in. They just take your money whether or not you want to or not, and you live on my piece of dirt, and so I own whatever I say I own, and don't blame Roger Pion however it's pronounced for backlash against the aggressive nature.
It's a bad analogy because using like a contract that Mark was making, because using, you know, that example suggests that somehow public property is regarded as our property, but we're not allowed to sell things on public property unless we get a license. We're not allowed to.
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make here, though, Allie, is that public property, to some extent, is all of our property, but it's designated for certain use. So my wife and I have a car. If she decides that she wants to go out and bash that car with a baseball bat, it's, even though we don't have a piece of paper that said no baseball bat bashing on the car, we have a goal in mind as far as that car goes. And then when she changes that goal and decides she wants to do something differently and then says, hey, it's my car, well, at least partially, then I get to do what I want
but
with it. What about my portion?
There's nothing about public property. Like, I don't even like that term. I want to get, you know, without I want people
to
know what
I'm talking
about. I'm
philosophically against it,
about.
Too, but that doesn't mean you drive tractors over other cars.
But it's not even like, it's not even that I'm just philosophically against it. It's that there's nothing about it that makes, it's not public property. It's not property for all of us. Property is something that you can use how you want.
That's not true.
That you can give away when you want.
Not true.
How,
my wife can't bash my car with a baseball bat. Did I not make that clear? So therefore, that property isn't really hers, is it?
She legally can.
If she does, there's going to be big problems. There's going to be repercussions.
Like what?
Well, like a divorce.
Okay, well, I mean, that doesn't change the fact that when you're married to someone, the property is half hers.
That's a little stickier.
She's violating, in my opinion, my property rights to that. Somebody in that town, lots of people, believe that those are their police cars to be driven by their police.
Exactly. And that's where I think people need to come at this, is from a pragmatic standpoint, whether or not you agree with the concept of public property, whether or not you think that the state is a legitimate organization. The fact is, it exists, and a great deal of people regard public property as belonging to them, because in theory it does. So if you attack things that their hard-earned money goes to pay for, people are going to get upset. And when they're upset, they're not going to listen to you.
No.
Well, right. And like, so you say you own the car, you're using this example of like a legitimate contract you could have with your wife about sharing the property of the car. Then, I mean, that's not to say that if you, if she went out and put a bunch of miles on it or something, you know, that's like in a way kind of damaging the vehicle, or it makes it less useful in the future because it has all these miles on it. So I think that there's like an understood, like, you know, maybe unspoken contract,
right,
that she's not going to damage the car because you both are invested in it and because she cares about you. But if it's like, you know, if it really is, like, that's the thing, is that you can't have a bunch of people owning a bunch of property when it's just like, there's no contract involved.
I agree. Philosophically, it's a mess.
Yeah,
Kyle?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the people blame illegal immigrants for the welfare system. It's not the immigrants, it's the welfare system. It's not the fact that they have to pay taxes to cover the cars, it's the tax system. So, I mean, there's a pragmatic approach, but when you do that, you kind of throw aside the ideals when you say that he's responsible for it, because you're sacrificing the philosophy of it and the truth of it for the pragmatism, which is damaging, I feel.
Well, I don't think it is, because the one I'd like to rebut here is that really humans don't live by philosophy. Humans are primates that used to live in groups, and the fact is, if you are perceived as a threat, you are a bad other primate from another place.
Well, philosophy
so
is
if you're threatening their property to their mind, they don't care what your philosophy is.
You need to communicate in a way that people are going to hear you. There was a guy up here in New Hampshire named Ed Brown who he had a standoff with the federal government, with the U.S. Marshals, and in the end, the public support ultimately came down for what the federal government was doing, because this guy was hanging explosives in his trees and he was coming off all violent, and people don't like that.
I don't like that even.
Yeah, I mean, whether or not how you feel about the tax laws or whether they're constitutional or not, the fact is they exist, and that's, you know, they are enforced, and so the constitutionality doesn't matter. It is what it is. How are you going to effectively communicate your ideas? And if people think that you think it's okay for their taxes to get increased because you don't have a problem with someone driving a tractor over 9 police cars because of a marijuana arrest.
Taxes shouldn't be increased. They should be abolished.
Well, but they're not going to be, at least not right now. And if you want to effectively communicate your message to people, if they think you want to basically destroy police cars that their hard work paid for, people are going to be upset with you and not listen to you.
I think this kind of ties right into what I wanted to get into in your campaign for office,
yeah,
and Ron Paul's, and as far as the whole political system goes. I think, number one, that people that really care about true freedom, running for office is an absolutely great way of legitimizing the idea of true freedom. In the way that if the state offers you a stop button or an off switch, I don't think that voting for an off switch is exactly immoral, as far as like a lot of the arguments from voluntarists would be like, oh, anything.
Some voluntarists, just non-voters, I mean, really is what. Kyle, I want to hear a little bit more about this, if you'll hold the line.
I was just going to say, people have a constitutional right to destroy the government.
It does say the right to alter or abolish it in the Declaration of Independence.
That's a fact.
The New Hampshire Constitution includes a right to revolution. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3. You believe a person has the right to revolt?
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.0970. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.50.05, $8.25.03 for a half-ounce, or $4.12.51 for a quarter-ounce. That's $16.50.05, $8.25.03, and $4.12.51.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. My name's Mark.
My name's Bradley.
And I'm Allie.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you're starting your own business, Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I made my will there, and it really was fast and easy. Fortune magazine, as a matter of fact, calls them blessedly simple. They do all kinds of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, living trusts, whatever you need to protect you and your family. You can use coupon code FTL, save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
What is it like to write out your will?
You just decide where you want your stuff to go. You know? Yeah. I mean, if you don't, the government decides where it goes, and it takes them years to figure it out.
Is it emotional?
No. Well,
no?
I mean, you know, you're asking me.
I would just like to plug LegalZoom.com. I applied for and won a trademark that a trademark attorney told me I wouldn't win, and I did win it.
Awesome.
Using LegalZoom. You heard it here first or second.
And, you know, I mean, I've got nothing but nice things to say about it, too. I did have to go to an attorney to do some incorporation papers at one point. This was more than a decade ago, and he wanted $500 to do it.
Hmm.
LegalZoom.com, significantly less costly. 855-450-3733. Let's go back to Kyle in California. Kyle, you were talking about voting and the morality thereof. Is that right?
Yeah, I call myself a voluntarist, market anarchist, etc. But I would say my genre, you get a lot of anything politics is immoral, and I look at it from the fact, and I believe the government is immoral as far as it's based on coercion and theft, essentially.
I usually try to make a distinction between the state and government. People believe that governments are organizations that are there to keep you safe. That's what the sort of the standard definition, even though that's not the Webster's dictionary definition, it's the what people believe. And, since I want to be convincing with people, I would certainly never use a term like anarchist. For one, it's grammatically incorrect. You cannot not have a ruler. You must rule yourself, so you would have to be an autocracist.
Anarchy or anarchism refers to rules but no rulers.
Well, you must be a ruler of yourself. Must you not?
Well, isn't that sort of like...
Asexual means no sex. Autosexual means sex with yourself. Okay? So, fact is...
Government is like complete... Like, government, sex. Ends, different ends of the spectrum. They don't mean the same
language,
thing.
Language, A, and auto mean different things. Mm. So, an autoarchist is a person that rules themselves.
So...
An anarchist is a person who has no rules, and I have no desire to be around that person.
Yeah,
they're going to scratch themselves in places that they're not, that they shouldn't in public.
You've been doing the show for so long, you know what people in general think about a lot of things just because you heard so many opinions, but I don't know that you necessarily can pinpoint what people think when they hear government. It could be a whole host of emotions.
Sure, it's a whole host of emotions. There's no doubt about it. But the vast majority of people, certainly they do not ally themselves with the term anarchist. They say to themselves, we can't live without government.
I think what it is semantics. You and Ian get in this argument all the time where you talk about more of a clubs I would more associate them with as opposed to governments being like governing bodies and stuff. And I think it really is just an argument over definition. But I do agree with you, state and government, I think people conflate them, and that's why they're used in conjunction with each other. But I do understand you're somebody wanted to be part of the Catholic government, state, voluntary association, whatever, they want to call that government, great. But, I see what the semantics you're talking about here. But I guess the whole crux of the issue is getting back to the voting would be the fact that if there is an off switch, I believe that's the only legitimate vote performed by somebody like myself, a voluntarist, where if they give you the option to stop aggression, and then it's actually absolutely in the voluntarist's best interest to execute that vote. Like, if you're going to vote for Mitt Romney or Barack Obama or any other of these standard run-of-the-mill politicians, then it's absolutely immoral because they're not going to downsize the aggressive force of the state.
I wonder about that statement. Now, this is not a position that I want to argue, but I'm interested in it. So the question is voting for Hitler immoral? And
absolutely.
I get where you're coming from.
Why do we have to use Hitler's example? Like, is there something so much better about Obama or Romney that we can't use them as examples?
Yes, Obama and Romney have not stuck, have not committed genocide at this point.
Well,
yes, yeah,
you have to give him that.
Obama's been bombing the whole Middle East.
That's not genocide. He's bombing specific people in the Middle East. So
right. He's not just. Yeah,
Hitler had to be face to face with his genocide. Victims. Obama doesn't even. He has no.
What evidence
do
you have that Hitler was in front of anybody that he executed?
Because he was in Germany at least long enough to know the group that he was coming after. I think that Obama has no concept. It's completely based on, if Hitler did it, if he was doing it just for some weird bigotry like reasons, then that's one thing. And I'm not saying it's any better, but Obama just does it completely for corporate interests. He's just a puppet, and it's almost worse to me because he's not even mad at them. He just doesn't care.
Well, I mean, how do you know what's being said to him in private? And this is something that I've been wondering. Like, say, there's a lot of things that the president I firmly disagree with, but what if, the message he's hearing in, the intelligence agencies, they're just giving him all this information that if you don't do this right now, these are the places that drones need to attack. Like, what if the president himself doesn't realize that, he's being hoodwinked? I mean, do you think that's possible?
I don't think Obama really. I think he's pretty much just a figurehead for whatever interests that really control Obama and tell him what to do and say, and the same with 99.9% of everybody who's holding office. I think most of it's immoral and as far as the motives for these people to be in office, and what they say and comes out of their mouth is just, gift wrap BS just to get in and do what they got to do to take care of who's really taking care of them.
Kyle, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. And this is what it comes down to with motives. If somebody votes for a pro-liberty candidate, they believe that person is going to do a better job and do what Kyle said was the off switch. But there's always the possibility, in fact, the likelihood that person will do something in their office, or vote for something that is aggressive in nature.
Right.
So, my question is if it's okay to vote for somebody who's a little bit not pro-liberty, then is it okay to vote for somebody who's a lot not for? Because, it's all about motives in your brain. If I were to pick up a pair of sunglasses here, there's Ian's sunglasses are here on the counter in the studio. If I pick them up, believe they're mine, take them away, I haven't stolen. I've just made a mistake. But if I do it for if I vote for the wrong reasons, then it's aggression. If I vote for the right reasons, it's a mistake. I don't know.
Obama ran on a lot of these off-switch issues, Guantanamo Bay and the drug war.
Transparency.
Like, I thought that he was a liberty candidate when I was in high school.
You got tricked.
I got tricked.
855-450-3733. You an Obama voter that got tricked?
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusionSystems.com. or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free caller on line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been all over the board tonight. Police corruption, morality of voting. Is it okay to run over cop cars with a tractor? Whatever.
Tampons.
What's that?
Tampons.
Tampons. There were tampons, too.
I guess that is true.
855-450-3733. And, you know, one of the solutions to these ideas of freedom, because it's so difficult in dealing with, you know, with a world that doesn't understand human freedom. They don't get the idea of rights. It doesn't even come into their consciousness, is to move together with people that do believe these ideas. Increase your voice through concentration. And probably the best way to do that is going to the Free State Project, freestateproject.org, getting signed up and moving to New Hampshire. I moved here 6 years ago for the Free State Project, and I can tell you, to me, the biggest advantage is, A, if you're some person who wants to get involved in politics and change things from inside the system, you have a much better chance of getting elected, and B, you can hang out with people who have these ideas. You don't have to be, you know, the one lone voice in the wilderness. So many people call us here on Free Talk Live and write us emails and say, I thought I was the only one who thought this way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. I mean, you know, like 15% of the population thinks this way. So
come up here, start your own project. It's like, you know, rife with that. People just coming up and having their own project and others getting on board with it and getting way more support than you would wherever you are right now.
So here's some prospects for the Free State Project. We talked last week, I think it was, about a boy who was trying to set up a hot dog cart. He had gone through the processes of getting the, you know, the permits and these kind of things. He was going to sell hot dogs in a parking lot for a sporting goods store, and he jumped through all the hoops, paid all the money. Now, hot dog carts, not cheap, it's never a good idea to spend money and then you'll turn right around and sell the same thing. Chances are you're going to lose some money in the process. He saved up his money in order to do this. His family's on hard financial times, and the city shut him down within the first, like, hour he was working.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn.
And the poor kid, you know, had his hopes dashed on the rocks by city bureaucrats. Now, there's news story. Apparently, now he's homeless. So he could have made money selling hot dogs to people, but now he's homeless. I wonder if they've crushed his entrepreneurial spirit. I mean, I've heard entrepreneurial spirit is what built the United States. I wonder if all their little rules about what you can do and what you can't do have destroyed this kid. From MCNAC.org, the MCNAC Center for Public Policy.
MCNAC Paddywhack?
It's MCNAC.
Okay.
Anyway, it says Holland, Michigan, several weeks after a city zoning officer shut down his hot dog business, 13-year-old Nathan Dosinski and his parents are homeless. The family was hoping Nathan's hot dog cart could help them through a difficult time. Nathan's mother, Lynette Johnson, suffers from epilepsy, and his stepfather, Doug Johnson, has multiple sclerosis. Their illnesses have restricted them from finding permanent full-time work. The family receives about $1,300 a month in disability payments, Medicaid, and food assistance. The three are having a hard time staying together. MLive confirms that Mechanic Center learned Thursday Nathan and his mother are staying at the Holland Rescue Mission. Nate and I are now in a shelter, Lynette says. Doug can't stay with us because he takes prescription drugs with narcotics in them and not allowed to have those at the center. She said the situation has been stressful in the family, and Lynette is afraid to be away from her husband because he has seizures. Nathan wanted to help out his family by selling hot dogs from a cart he bought with the money he had saved. He worked out an agreement with the local sporting goods store to sell hot dogs in the parking lot. The owner of the store thought, that's a great way to attract customers, and even offered Nathan a sales commission if he got people to rent his motorized bicycles.
Wow.
The city of Holland, however, shut down the business 10 minutes after it opened, informing Nathan it was the city's commercial district where food carts are not connected to downtown brick-and-mortar restaurants are prohibited. The Mechanic Center's coverage of the issue has drawn national attention. Last week, Nathan and his family made an appeal to the Holland City Council. Mayor Kurt Dijkstra defended the city's ordinance, saying it was to protect downtown restaurant owners who asked that the success of the downtown district not be infringed by those who don't share in the costs of maintaining the attractiveness of that space.
So what's most annoying about these little ordinances isn't so much that the city takes so much credit. Like, that's part of it. The city takes all this credit for how nice downtown is.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also...
And then charges you to park there.
So if you know, this boy opened his hot dog business and it did steal business away from the restaurants, all that means is that people would rather have hot dogs than go out to eat at a restaurant. That's what the people in that town, in that area, at that time want. That he's like, you know, the people who are giving him profits, they're saying, thank you, this is exactly, I wanted this more than I wanted to eat downtown. So they're basically not only stealing this opportunity from this boy, but they're stealing all the other side to the transactions that could have happened. Because, you know, if he opened it up and no one went there, then there's no business being stolen from the restaurant, so why should they care? But they assume that he would do well, and that if he did well, then that would be stealing business. And that's just not only... poor little boy, but poor all those customers.
You got to love government protectionism in the form of zoning. What is it? The city of Houston has absolutely no zoning?
That's right. And, you know, but what's it say about the competitiveness of these restaurants in downtown Holland? Like, you can't compete against a 13-year-old selling hot dogs?
I know, it's sad.
I'm surprised they didn't go after him for being... working too young, you know, like you need to be a certain age or to work here in New Hampshire, and if not, you need a special waiver signed by school officials. I mean, there's a lot of bureaucracy if you're a kid and you want to work.
Fix that as sheriff?
You can. If it's a family business, you can work, basically, or if it's a farm. But or if you're a child actor, these are fine activities for kids. Bagging groceries, not okay. You know, that's stupid. But you know, like he made this clear to the bureaucrats all along. He got his permits, he did everything, and then they turned it around on him at the end. So he bought the cart with his $1,300, or I think it was, that's what it was, maybe it was $2,500, I don't know, his savings. This kid saved his money, bought a cart, and then they go and slam him with this stuff.
Well, maybe the city didn't really care about it until...
They don't care about you! Well, it's not a maybe!
No, but maybe they really didn't care about his hot dog cart until someone who owns a restaurant who has political influence with someone on the city council made a phone call and was like, I don't want hot dogs out in front of my business.
Absolutely, they don't want competition. But this draws into the question, because remember, he's got permission to be in that parking lot. Somebody's paying for that parking lot. They're either paying taxes, which is or rent for that parking lot. Taxes really are a form of rent. They're renting it from the government.
Yep.
Try not paying your taxes and see whether or not the landlord comes and kicks you off your property, because you don't own anything. The government does.
Well, you just said your taxes, and I will be the ghost of Ian Freeman and say those taxes are technically not yours.
They're theirs. Fine, but this kid is on property that's being paid for by a business owner, so all the square footage is being paid for. I mean, he's serving hot dogs, so what? He's got his permits, so what? I mean, why doesn't this restaurant owner complain about the other restaurant owner on the other corner that's selling food, too? I mean, everybody's paying their way here.
I think it's maybe because, I think it really is probably because the restaurants, so much of owning a restaurant has to do with dealing with all the regulation. And
sure.
I'm sure that the restaurant owners are thinking, man, if I could just run a hot dog stand and make money, then that would be way easier than what I'm doing.
People only want to eat a certain amount of hot dogs in a week, right?
Well, I had to go through all the regulation process and get fingerprinted and give a blood sample and
right.
this, that, the other thing. So
what's this little kid doing out here?
This little kid thinks he's going to be free out there and sell hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the businesses have to stop kids from selling lemonade at their houses and going door to door with boxes of cookies.
I got a call from a woman one morning when I was working midnights. It was like 6:30 a.m. and she was like, we want to have a lemonade stand, is that legal? And I was like, well, no, but no one really cares. Go ahead and have your lemonade stand. I mean, this stuff is so prevalent, it's insane.
Oh yeah, I mean, people want to ask permission. They want permission from their betters to do things. I mean, essentially they're just operating as serfs, begging their lord for a bit of grain, sir.
Yeah, I had a little lemonade stand when I was in elementary school.
Well, good thing the statute of limitations has passed, Allie.
I see. You were a rebel from way back.
I was a rebel.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy. I'm a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has a 30-year fix. And you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down, and in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closet. You're going to need this space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. when power goes out and gas lines are down. The portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can. Starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Bradley.
And Allie.
You can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about, but I want to encourage you before we go on here with the story about the kid in his hot dog cart to, when you do your online shopping, go through shop.freetalklive.com. There we have links to all kinds of shopping experiences. Probably the largest of them being Amazon.com. You know, you probably do a great deal of shopping at Amazon. Just take that extra moment, go through shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a little portion of the sale. You'll get the same prices and the same service you normally get, but we get a little spiff. It's shop.freetalklive.com. And so we're talking about this story of this young man who was in Holland, Michigan, and he went through all the government's little rules, got the permits and all that kind of thing, to open up a hot dog cart. On his first day, he's excited. His parents, they're doing poorly financially. He's going to be able to help the family by working hard this summer at a hot dog cart, making some money. And sure enough, some officious government bureaucrat comes along within 10 minutes of him opening and shuts him down and says he can't work there, dashing his hopes. Now, you'd think that this was just the way this story ends, as he goes home and he has to sell his cart and, you know, la la la. Well, turns out they're in a shelter now. So, I mean, this really does prove the old Harry Brown saying is the government breaks your leg and then gives you a crutch.
Right. And it also kind of, I remember back when Occupy Wall Street started, and even some of my friends were saying things like, why don't you become the 1%? Like, that's a misconception people have. You know, I agree that the nanny state is frustrating and that it provides all the wrong incentives. But there's also another side to that where you can't just assume that the answer is to go out and get a job, go out and start your own business, because they make it impossible sometimes for a lot of different people, whatever your passion is. You know, like, maybe you just don't have any choice and you end up sort of either having to not work and be on unemployment or welfare, or work and do something you really hate, but that's all there is.
The solution to injustice isn't working with injustice. Now, you can, I understand working within, we all live in the real world. I pay gasoline taxes on gasoline in order to get from here to there, even though I believe that the government having an effective monopoly over the building of roads because of through the power of eminent domain is immoral. I still pay gas tax. I still buy gasoline, thus paying gas tax, in order to be able to get to work and that kind of thing.
You're being pragmatic in a less than perfect system.
You know, and that's that. But, you know, suggesting that, you know, becoming the 1%, look, money's freedom. There's no doubt about it. You can do more in this world if you have money than if you can't. And people are going to compromise all kinds of their rights when it comes to money. You know, I mean, they give them away. They live in government housing that the government could throw them out for any reason at all because it's free.
I've met a great deal of people in Berlin, New Hampshire, who live in housing and urban development projects. I mean, these places are really nice, too. I mean, they've been done up really. I mean, there are some really nice units there. But when you move into there, you need to sign all these contracts and, I mean, curtail like any amount of freedom that you want to have while you're there. And it's just it's insanity.
And whether the government certainly doesn't want everybody to be reduced to some kind of serf living in a shelter. But that's how they operate.
Well, I mean,
that's what happened here. A kid wants to open a hot dog cart. A 13-year-old kid can only do so many things to earn money.
But there are these organizations that commit massive Medicaid fraud, and they get like $20 million a month off of the taxpayers in the United States, and this is allowed. And then at the same time, the government seems to like having elderly people right on the edge of like poverty.
They definitely depend on having at least a group. Like, they can't have everyone on welfare, but they depend on having a large enough group of people dependent on them when it comes to doing certain things, like getting away with stuff, because that makes the whole independent self-government message less effective to people, because there's so many of those out there who are dependent, and then there's even more people who will jump to those people's rescue whenever you try to talk about self-government. They'll say, well, what about these people on welfare and food stamps? You're trying to just screw all of them over.
Wrong. I mean, the solution that Ron Paul has is that, you know, if the government takes care of everyone that it promises to, and we stop this this system of abuse, you know, the whole Social Security system is like the third rail of American national politics. But, you know, this isn't about...
It's going down.
It's got to go down. It is. I mean, I haven't met anyone who doesn't think it's a Ponzi scheme.
I wonder if there are people out there who support the welfare state who would argue that it's better for us all to just get driven into the ground and then to let go of the safety net as they see it.
I think that people understand that there has to be a productive class out there. Oftentimes they will vilify that productive class as being bad people that must be doing bad things in order to be successful, that somehow success is an evil thing.
Do you think in the system that it is a little bit required? Like some,
I don't
some
think
extent?
So necessarily.
Do you have to be jaded to make money, like
no.
Good money in the system?
I don't think you do. I mean, okay. You look at the technology sector, you know, there are lots of people creating wonderful things out there, making a huge amount of money by doing it. And it's not like they're patent trolls or anything like that. The patent trolls come afterwards. Right. They're the ones that pick over the bodies and pull
what
out
about
the teeth.
When it,
like vultures.
They
sure
really
that,
are.
I'm sure that that's true when it comes to certain industries, like banks. We're talking about banks. Maybe you have to be kind of jaded to start one of those, or maybe you have to be sort of jaded to do well.
I don't necessarily think it's true with banks either. I mean, if you're starting a community bank, there's all kinds of uses of a community bank out there. Sure, you have to work with the Federal Reserve to some extent or another. It's as they get bigger that they get more in collusion, because they understand how there's inherent efficiencies and inefficiencies when it comes to scale with businesses. The way to handle those inefficiencies is to exploit the government's loopholes and benefits for oneself, and then you can be more powerful than the others, because the little guys would be able to exploit their efficiencies. They don't have the efficiency of scale, but they do have the efficiency of nimbleness, whereas big businesses don't have that. What they want to do is they want to crush the little guy to keep him out of there. I don't think there's anything wrong with opening a, going through whatever it takes to open a bank and opening a community bank.
I always wonder, as a consumer, when little things throw me, like, why would they set it up that like that? It doesn't seem like the most efficient way.
Sure, or bad customer service.
Yeah, or like, you know, I'd rather have it this way. It seems like most people would want it this way instead. But it's like, they must be because of some loophole that they're having to get around. Like, that way must be illegal.
When somebody is on the edge of poverty, and literally it's the check from the government that is the only thing that's keeping you afloat, you are extremely incentivized to support the government and by proxy support lots of things that the government does that are unjust. And this all comes down to the government wanting you to be under its control at all times.
Yeah, the government doesn't really care about efficiency. It doesn't really care about making a bunch of money. It really does. It is about a control situation. And, you know, it's naturally driving a certain segment of the population under its thumb. And by its thumb, I mean into its programs, its shelters, its housing projects, its
But it does a lot of good. It does do a lot of good stuff for people who fall through the cracks. There is a safety net, but the problem is that the purpose of the safety net has been abused. It's been stolen from. I mean, people who, I mean, everybody in America, with the exception of state or local employees, pays 15% extra into the Social Security system, 7.5% in their paycheck and 7.5% from their employer. And that's money that you're not going to see again. I mean, the Social Security system has to collapse.
Right. Like, there's no doubt that there are certain things that the government, when they spend money, they have, like, little wins or whatever. Like, you know, oh, we got a man on the moon. Yeah, sure. That seems like a big win. But when you factor in cost, it always, like, overrides the win.
You look at the SpaceX program and these kind of programs now that are getting people into space or getting very close to being into space. It's really difficult to decide what space is. But, you know, they're getting very close, and they're going to have a hotel in space relatively soon. They're far less costly than what NASA was, even back in the 60s. So, you know, I mean, when you just start throwing money at something, then, yeah, you're going to have a certain level of success. And it's an interesting argument for and against the state all at the same time. Because one of the best arguments is, look, you must have a strong centralized government to compete with other strong centralized governments. The United States likely would not have beaten the Soviet Union into space if it had done it from the standpoint of, you know, private people trying to get into space, because the incentives just aren't there. It's an inefficient process. What did you and I get from sending a man to a dry, barren, dead dust ball
in
the sky?
We can say we did it first.
Yep.
Well, I like the movie Apollo 13, so I guess I got that.
They got blown up. 855-450-3733.
What's wrong with you?
It's a good movie. Come on.
855-450-3733. Call in. Give us your opinion on Free Talk Live.
A technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.